This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. I want to remind you to mark your calendar for Thursday, March 12th for the 4th Annual Father Matters Court and Custody Conference. Visit us at fathermatters.org for more information. I'm smiling because last weekend was Valentine. I had a great Valentine with my wife. We went to dinner, went to a movie. Jeremy, how was your Valentine's, brother?
It was wonderful. I love it. Getting a little time with my wife, always nice. I love Valentine's Day.
That's awesome, my man. And what's a trip is this week I was driving, and you know how sometimes I listen to CDs when we put on events and conferences. I pulled out the old Father Fest 2014 from last year, and you remember Chris Garner was one of the speakers.
Definitely, yes.
And, of course, Chris and Carmen Garner were our first guests last August of the Father Matters Show. So Chris was just getting so deep about relationships and marriage, and I said, I think I want to run this past Jeremy. And Jeremy, I brung it to you. And so what do you think about us running this live recording from Chris Garner?
It just seems perfect timing, right?
Yeah, Valentine's. Even though it's February, it's still the month of love. So why don't we get ready to run that, and then we're going to come back at the end of the show.
You got it. Here we go.
All right.
My ministry is about marriages. It's about connecting husbands and wives together. But the more I study about relationships and the marriage relationship, all those tools, all those principles apply really to all of our relationships. And so today we're going to talk about communication because we're not trained how to communicate. We watch our parents communicate. How many here, well, let me ask you a survey question. How many here would want to have a marriage like their parents had? If you would like to have a marriage like your parents had, raise your hand. One, two. Praise God for that. But a nationwide survey showed that 95% of people would not want the marriage relationship their parents have. That's a travesty. And so what that tells me is we're not learning about relationships. We're not learning about healthy relationships, how to communicate in a way that's effective from our families, from our parents. And then we go into the world, we go into marriage, we go into friendships, we go into our jobs, and we have this ineffective communication, and guess what? We don't do so well. We have failed marriages. Marriages in the church are failing as much, or some people say even more than in the world. It's a travesty. And so communication is part of that. 30 years ago, I received a degree in marketing. Hypothetically, you could communicate. But I didn't learn how to communicate. I brought those ineffective, those problematic communication practices from my family of origin into my life, into my first marriage, and when my wife left me, it's like I was dumbfounded. I thought marriage was for life. That's the one thing I got from my parents, but I didn't communicate. I hid from communication, and in Vance's new book, I have a chapter in there talking about validation and the importance of validation. We're going to talk about that a little bit more here shortly, but it's so important, and I did not know that. and essentially lost a marriage and perhaps was headed towards losing a second one if I wouldn't have started learning these principles. First thing, the thing worked in a minute ago. I'm sorry, technical, hang on. That's why you carry extra batteries in your pocket. But I'm not working. There we go. Everyone communicates. It's required to function in society. We have to be able to communicate to function. And so we have to work together. As we see in Black Hawk Down, in the military, we have to be able to communicate to work together, whether it's our job, in relationships, friendships. As Tom was saying, we need to gather together as men. We need to hold each other accountable. We need to build each other up, encourage each other. What does that take? Communication. And I used to think, as a young Christian, as I matured a little bit, I thought my job was to hammer people. In fact, at one point, as kind of a joke, I got this big plastic blow-up hammer. You know, my job was to hammer people with the truth. You know what? Jesus didn't do that. That is not effective communication. And that was long before I thought about counseling, because you can't hammer people. Galatians chapter 6 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. That's what it's about. It's about loving each other, carrying each other, each other's burdens, building each other up. You can't do that when you hammer people, whether you're right or not. We need to communicate effectively. Effective communication builds strong relationships. When we communicate effectively, it's going to build our friendships, build our family up, build our marriages up. Whatever relationship you're in, it's going to help that be more effective if we communicate in a way that's going to help each other grow. Does that make sense? So we need to know some principles for communicating effectively. And then communication builds intimacy and oneness. And how are we going to speak into each other's lives if we don't know each other, if we don't have that intimacy? Again, we've got to communicate effectively. But how many of us do that? You know, my wife and I didn't communicate real well this morning, and I'm on my way here teaching this stuff. It's a daily struggle. We have to continually work at this. It's not something, oh, I've got it, I understand it, and you're done for life. Things come up. We got pressured this morning, and we're running late, and I didn't know they moved the church, and I don't read instructions, so... You know, I show up on the other side of the freeway, and it's like, why is the parking lot empty? Because the church moved. If I would have read the flyer, and now I'm stressed, and you see where that could go. We have to communicate effectively. Watch this movie clip. It comes from the movie, I just drew a blank.
Every time I try to explain
myself, then explain yourself so it makes sense, because I keep hearing the same thing over and over again.
How many times do we have to go through this? How many times?
I don't know. You tell me.
I said I was...
How many times, Jeff?
Could you let me talk? Please let me talk without interrupting. I said I was sorry.
Am I saying anything?
I said I was sorry. How many times? What else do you want me to say?
What kind of man misses the birth of his own
child? Oh, you're going to go there? You're going to have to go there again.
You know...
Fuck your bottle!
I can't just bail on these guys. They're depending on me. Don't you understand that?
You have no idea. You have no idea what's happening.
I don't know where you want me to go anymore. I don't know what you want me to do.
First child, you missed
it. Answer the question. How many times have I asked you, do you want to stay here forever? I'm doing this for us.
No, I don't want to stay here forever. There's your answer.
Anyone ever been in that type of communication? You know, some people even think that's normal. Well, that's just the way we communicate. But is anyone being heard in that type of communication? You know, we saw between a husband and wife, but that happens between parents and children. Children and parents, children yelling at their parents. We can go round and around with somebody, but we're not hearing each other. They're talking over each other. They're just on and on and on. They're tearing each other down rather than building each other up. And that's the way we tend to communicate. It's got to change, men. Not only for marriage relationships, but for all of our relationships. The other side of that is we'll just clam up and shut down. Does anybody here do that? That's what I would do. That's what I did with my first wife. I would just shut down and not communicate, and she didn't take that for long. She left. My wife now, Carmen, I'm blessed with a great woman. She wasn't having any of that. And you know what? It was painful. But I'm glad she persevered, because now we can communicate effectively, even though we have to still continue to work at it. There's barriers to effective communication. We don't know. That's my son and daughter-in-law. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary in 2 weeks. They got married. They were 19 and 17. They didn't have a clue about relationship. I didn't teach him that well. And they had to learn together. They had to learn principles for communicating. They had to deal with differences they had. And whether it's male-female differences, whether it's cultural differences, whether it's just a myriad of things, we all have differences, and we need to deal with those differences. There's ignorance. Again, we don't know how to communicate. Hurt and pain, guilt and shame will keep us from communicating effectively. Frustration, stress, impatience. That's what my wife and I faced this morning. Stress of things going on, being at the wrong place, all those things, trying to get everything ready this morning. Faced with that stress, we were headed the wrong direction in our communication. We had to stop and say, you know what, we're going to do something different. Busyness. Frustration, busyness. What do we... Guys talking on the phone, driving, drinking coffee. Isn't that our lives today? We don't stop to take the time to communicate. Anger. We'll react to things that are said to us rather than respond in a way that's going to build the relationship. The hurtful communication, we're going to talk about that a little bit more, how we can avoid that hurtful communication, and poor self-image. So often, because we feel bad about ourselves, it's going to keep us from communicating. I'm not smart enough, I don't know this, whatever, I'm not good enough, I'm in sin, you fill in the blank. And that tends to be a barrier to effective communication. There's a myriad of things more. Unrealistic expectations, children, miscommunications, sarcasm. a lady called my wife for counseling. Her husband is just incredibly sarcastic to her. Sarcasm doesn't build relationship, man. It doesn't help us grow together. It doesn't help us meet the problems we've got to face, whether we're talking about those serious military problems or we're talking about the problems we face everyday life. Financial problems, all those things. We need to communicate effectively and work against these barriers. The power of the tongue. James 3:6-8 says, the tongue is also a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Wow. No man can tame the tongue. We have to stop reacting rather than responding. You know, someone says something to us and we just lash out. I know people who take pride in the fact that you say something to them, they're going to beat you to a pulp with their words. And they're really good at it. And they take pride in that. Shame on them. If that's you, shame on you. Shame on me for carrying the hammer and thinking that hammering people was going to be effective and help them. That's not the way Christ operated. We have got to learn to communicate effectively to get past this. What is impossible for man is possible for Christ. In Christ, all things are possible. The tongue can be tamed, but we have to make an effort to do it. The tongue, Proverbs 18:24 says, the tongue has power of life and death. Remember as a kid we used to say, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's a lie from the pit of hell. They do hurt. You know, men abuse their wives, abuse their children with words. And it's wrong. And it may not kill that person, physically kill them, but can drive them to suicide, can drive them to the point of despair, and they give up. I'll tell you a story I'm not proud of. My 34-year-old son was 3 years old. We're sitting at the dinner table, and he spilled his milk. And I looked at him, and as I looked at him, he just shriveled up. And if he could have crawled under the table, he would have. Didn't say a word. But just the, it must have been a horrible look. Over a glass of spilt milk. Man, how many times do we do that? To our kids, to those we're around, people that we love, and we communicate in a way that with disdain, with hate, that my 3-year-old son would shrivel up and just want to hide and go away because his dad looked at him not with love, not saying, oh, son, I'm sorry, you spilled your milk.
You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and we're listening to a live recording of Chris Garner, director of Fortified Marriages from Father Fest 2014. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org. and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Are you in need of family law legal services? Contact fathermatters.org. Our purpose is to provide free legal assistance services to fathers and their families. Remember, you have the right to see your children, and no parent can take that right away from you. Being responsible financially for your children is required by law, but even parents without financial means have the right to see their children. Don't let a legal matter stop you from being an excellent and involved parent. For more information about free family law legal services, log on to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. And we're back. We were listening to a live recording from Chris Garner, who was one of the keynote speakers at Father Fest 2014, Black Hawk Down. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. I tell you, Jeremy, that was just ministering to my heart, man.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about. It's such a refresher just to hear it. And, yeah, it hits home. It feels good just to hear it. I love it.
Yeah, and for me, I always remember the part when he says, basically I was a reactor for a long time instead of a responder. And when Chris said it at the conference last year, when I heard it on the when I was listening to it in the car this week and listening to it right now, it still hit me because for a long time I was a reactor.
Yeah, it makes you think, like, did I react to that or did I respond? And then you start to look in the past, you're like, I probably did, just I was reacting. I wasn't thinking. I need to respond.
Yeah, and I'm also guilty. He said when his son spilt the milk, I can remember giving my kids the look. Sometimes I give my wife the look, you know, when we're angry, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I've gotten that look from my mom, and it is what it is.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and if you've heard this, play this again. I share it with a friend. Sit down and listen to it again with your spouse. Reach out to Chris and Carmen Garner. Their website is fortifiedmarriages.com. It's fortifiedmarriages.com. Their phone number is 480-699-2515. If you're struggling with anything in your marriage or if you just want some tools, they have resources and tools on their website. They're available for speaking engagements. You know, Jeremy, they spoke at our first Pearl Conference 2013. And, man, it was so awesome.
Yeah, if you get a chance to go in there and just sponge that knowledge, you got to do it for yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just because you'll be a different person in just a couple hours. It's amazing.
Yeah, I definitely encourage you to go to the website. Once again, it's Chris and Carmen Garner. Their website is fortifiedmarriages.com. They travel all over the world, but they are some humble, down-to-earth people. They were, when I asked them to be the first guests on the Father Matters show back in August of last year, they were like, let us know what time we need to be there. So you can go back to SoundCloud or blogtalkradio.com and listen to some of the archive show. Chris and Carmen were on two other shows. So, Jeremy, again, man, I felt almost guilty playing this because I was like, wow, he's hitting me all over again. But you know what? I had to man up and realize, you know, it's not what I need from my wife. It's what I can give to my wife.
You said it perfectly. That is the exact message right there.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening to the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.